Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. One day there was a lumberjack who was chopping lumber for the market. As he chopped tree by tree, one tree caught his eye. The tree seemed to emit a black fog. He slowly walked up to the tree. As he approached the tree, he felt as if something was watching him. Once he felt the strange presence, he quickly hacked the tree down and loaded it on his truck. As he arrived home, he parked his truck and quickly ran inside, where he dropped onto his bed and slept. He awoke suddenly to the sight of a mysterious shadow on the ceiling. He crawled in his blankets and spoke to himself, saying, "Everything's going to be okay. You're being paranoid." As he slept, he had the weirdest dream. He dreamed about the tree, and he saw a bunch of kids playing around the tree. He started to smile, but it made an immediate downfall. A man in a coat and top hat talked to one of the kids, but as he did, the kid looked more scared with every second. The man suddenly pulled out a knife, and within a blink of the eye, slit the kid's throat, but as the others tried to run, he seemingly hovered in inhuman speeds and murdered the others. Then it sped up to his house, and he saw a worried mother dialing 911. The cops came and she told them all she knew. As the police searched, they found the site and then vomited. He later reported to the mother what happened, and she fell into great despair. She went to the tree and buried the kids and put little crosses on the ground. As she headed back, she saw the mysterious man. The next scene was the mother dangling from the ceiling with a broken neck and blue face. When the lumberjack woke up, he had beads of sweat dribbling off his face, now realizing what he had done. So he headed back to the tree and he started praying. In the middle of his prayer, he felt his paranoia return. He hastily finished the prayer. He had the urge to run, but he knew what he had to do. He unsheathed his axe and pulled out a Bible. The lumberjack charged towards the man, but he had disappeared. He scanned the area and found the strange man behind him. Once again, he charged and swung, but it dodged the blow swiftly, without having to move any object on his body. As he planned his next attack, he wondered what living thing could do that. So the man swung slightly, completed the swing behind him, and decapitated it. No blood rushed out, and his flesh was gooey and squishy. He lifted the head and set it on the stump. He then chopped the head in half, and in doing so, he heard the stump laugh and giggle. He examined the body and the two halves of the head and found that it had no human features. It had no feet. And he found that it had one hand as a blade. It seemed to be made of an unfamiliar material. He headed back to his hut and said a prayer for the disturbed mother and said that he avenged her kids. For the remainder of the light time, he started chopping wood. When it got dark, he headed to bed, but he saw the same strange dark figure and turned on the light. In the last few seconds of his life, he uttered, "What the?" For what murdered him was the thing that he killed in the woods. To this day, the hut is still haunted by the spirits of the kids, the despaired mom, the lumberjack, and it is still surrounded by the inhuman man.